Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And the same with any foreign player when he comes here. All the players teach him the swear words. So he's spending the first week calling Steve Coppell a wanker.
Hello and welcome to Reminding You Why You Love Football and our first episode of 2024. Hope it's not too fucking miserable where you are. Hope you had a nice-ish time over Christmas. Hope your family didn't piss you off too much. Hope you are getting through January okay. If you're not, Seb's DMs are open. This is a Monday Hour podcast, and the type of thing people say about this podcast is there's a time and a place to talk about recent matches, transfers and other football hot takery. So you say. And there's a time and place to remember what boots you wanted as a kid, or a particularly shit away trip, or how mint that 2012-13 Swansea team was. RYWYLF. It's thankfully about that second vibe. And that's from Juan in our Discord. And then it's the best football stories you haven't heard of and the best lesser-known bits of stories you have. And that is from Nick OUFC, also in the Discord. And always sounds like a conversation between a group of mates you want to be a part of. And that is from Vaughan and also in the Discord. 32 years to the day this podcast is released on January the 11th, 1992, which I cannot believe that is 32 years ago. It makes me feel very, 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 very old. Nirvana's Nevermind went to number one.
Whoa.
At the time, it was selling 300,000 copies a week and it knocked Michael Jackson's Dangerous off the top spot. It ultimately saw Kurt Cobain.
He was dangerous, wasn't he?
It ultimately saw Kurt Cobain, like me, labelled the voice of a generation. And it's since gone on to sell 30 million copies and essentially pushed Kurt Cobain towards a level of fame he couldn't really deal with that well, and robbed me of the chance to see Nirvana at Aston Villa Leisure Centre on March the 31st, 1994. Inconsiderate of him. I felt at the time, as I took my ticket back to Mike Lloyd Music in Wolverhampton and got the tenner back for it, not seeing that, when you're 16, you don't think about what that might be worth in 30 years. I wanted to buy some fags and a pork and onion sandwich from the cafe.
Yeah, 100%.
But, so, in the spirit of Nevermind, joining me today are Tommy Territorial Pissings, All Around Europe Stewart, Assad, Has He Been On The Lithium Again Seb Raza, and Seb, Come As You Are, As Long As You're Not Riding A Bike Or Playing A Piano, You Fucking Peasant.
Oh, God. You're a big Nirvana fan, aren't you? Ish?
Until that point, yes. But, like, you got to move on then. He was gone. But I wasn't... Oh, I do remember this fucking dickhead called... I won't say his name. Walked into town and he wasn't, like... There was quite a good group of, like, grungy and metal kids in my year and we all had long hair and docks and stuff like that. The interesting thing about small towns as well is that all groups sort of mix.
Yeah,
like, because he might be into cars but you're into metal, you all just sort of...
Yeah.
It's not like Grebos and Townies like you get in some places. Like, everyone just sorts of rubs along. But he walked into town. I remember we walked into town and he couldn't fucking wait to tell us, this lad, that he'd killed himself. Like, you're not going to be a fucking hell. You're bloody Kurt Cobain's fucking... Yeah. You know, I'd love to have seen his face when Colin McRae popped it. I bet he's fucking wounded. This is a football podcast, if you're new, sorry. It's also Brian Robson and Emil Heskey's birthdays today.
Ooh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian Robson. Happy birthday, Emil Ivano Heskey.
Captain Marvel himself.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
We are 4.8 stars on Apple, 5-star on Spotify, which is wonderful. Reminding you why you love football, a part of the Acast Creator Network and a podcast that, because of Seb's nocturnal habits, always smells like teen spirit. You preferred the Weird Al Yankovic version, didn't you? Like most songs. What, it's the song I like, but with banter. I mean,
Adventures in Clubland.
Glow sticks at the ready, white gloves on, whistle posse, can I hear you? It's Adventures in Clubland. This week, charting an Indian summer loan or last chance saloon of a player's career is Sebastian Dennis White. Sebi, where are we going? Who we got? Give it to us hard, baby.
We have got Attilio Lombardo. Whoa.
I thought you were going to say Attila the Hun then.
Yeah. on a loan deal to Legia Warsaw. We've got Attilio.
Imagine if he just went military. Just started talking about like Napoleon in Corsica and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You
might be onto something here. Reminding you why you love military history. Yeah.
The rest is...
Anyway.
Very good.
Attilio Lombardo at Crystal Palace, 1997 to 1999. Right. I went through this, obviously, and did a lot of research. But then I suddenly realised that Carl, a long, long-term subscriber of Mundial, goes and watches Palace week in, week out. Would be great to talk to about this. And to be honest, he's teed all this up, so I think we should just listen to Carl explain exactly what the signing of Attilio Lombardo at Crystal Palace meant to him.
Can I just say that as I remember it, and you obviously remember it, it was a huge surprise. Like Lombardo when he came over here, known for being a bit of a funny looking fellow with bald hair.
Yeah.
But I'd been watching him fucking on Football Italian, rinsing people. He was a...
He won Scudettos.
He's a very, very good right winger. Played a lot of games for Italy. He was just because he, you know, hadn't shaved the sides of his hair like Viali or someone like that. He's a great player. Came through at Samp. He was part of that team with Viali and Mancini.
Yeah.
And would have been there when Souness was there, which we've talked about before. So, yeah, Lombardo coming at the time was...
To Palace as well. To Palace.
Yeah,
not to
mad.
Chelsea like Viali, not Bergkamp to Arsenal. But yeah, I think Carl says it brilliantly. And if we could play it, Ed, that would be great.
Palace promoted to the Premier League. Steve Coppell, when asked what to expect, says expect a year of hell. We've got Dave Tuttle, Andy Linnigan, Kevin Muscat, up front, Neil Shipley. The summer transfer window brings us... Neil Emblem, sorry James for taking his name in vain, and the joys of Kevin Miller in goal. That'd be the same Kevin Miller who let six against QPR. We've seen this before with Palace. It's a team whereby they will fight, but there's nothing to get you off your seat. Then the rumours come of Attilio Lombardo signing. We've been known for a few dodgy things down at the Palace. The general belief is, this is some form of money laundering scheme. And actually, we're not getting Attilio Lombardo. It'd be a lookalike. Everton away on the opening day of the season. Palace turn up in a sexy yellow Adidas kit.
It was a great
The
game.
Sun is out again. And that Brilliant. Definitely looks like Lombardo on the right wing. He weaves in, he weaves out, and puts one past Big Nevin goal. The away end goes berserk. We're singing Lombardo's song. He's got no hair, but we don't care. 2 weeks later... He does it again at Leeds, past our former hero, Nigel Martin. He's the real deal. He's on another level. Of course, the good times don't last because Palace are bang average. No, they're not bang average. They're absolutely shite. But amongst all of that is the gentleman called Attilio Lombardo. Every week he turned up and played with the mediocrity around him and dazzled and got us off of our seat. An absolute joy to watch. When Steve Coppell eventually left midway through the season, who takes over? Of course, it's Attilio Lombardo as player manager. He even scored on his debut as player manager for us. It was always going to end in tears. We were always going to finish bottom. But we had Attilio Lombardo. He even stayed the following season and played in the Championship. Attilio Lombardo, who scored in a Champions League semi-final, was then playing at Torquay away in the League Cup. We still love him. We still sing his name, and he still gets the biggest cheer of anybody returning to Selhurst. Love you, Bald Eagle.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, fucking great.
Unbelievable. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's one thing. We've talked before about what it means to players of clubs, though, certainly at the time, that don't have as many, stars of abroad coming in, and what that means to the fans. And it's just, you can still hear it in his voice. And I think we now need to speak to fans of more of these.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe
it's the best people to hear from, isn't it?
Yeah,
on a player.
It is. And Carl goes week in, week out, and you know, he will, the all those players he's talking about, like the Muscats, the Millers and stuff like that, you know, of course they're not as good as Lombardo, but
Kevin Muscat was an arsehole.
Well, anyway, I mean, yeah, we could talk about him. Well, yeah, he is an arsehole, yeah. But Lombardo, you know, it's just that, like I said, that transfer did not happen. It sounds like it might happen, you know, it might happen 10 years later, man. It certainly is sort of transfer now. A Juventus winger, an Italian international comes to any team in the Premier League, but it just didn't happen then. It just didn't happen. And he comes over, and as Carl says, he brings a lot of joy to people. I mean, that kit that you mentioned, the yellow Palace kit, is incredible. And then, as a throw of the dice, let's make him manager.
Mad, isn't it?
And do you know who his assistant is?
Go on.
Thomas Brolin.
No. Brolin, yeah, Brolin. Yeah. So he's his assistant. Brolin.
It doesn't work. But then as well, in the summer, because he's decided to come to England and give it a go, because he's really good mates with Viali from his time at Juventus and things like that. And Sampdoria. And he's decided to come to England and just give it a go. But how easy would it have been for him to go, well, I'm not playing in the Championship? So easy.
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
When I was, it takes you on a journey, that voice now. When you first sent it me, that bit, I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
His last game is against Stockport. He scores against Stockport 2-2. And financial problems, because the ownership of Palace at the time had obviously spent a bit too much cash on players like Lombardo.
Yeah.
More players that didn't have nowhere near as much effect. So, yeah. And he goes and joins Lazio and then wins a Scudetto. So he's fucking brilliant before. He's fucking brilliant after.
Under Sven.
Yeah. But what a player. And it's funny, Carl mentions him being called the Bald Eagle, and that's the nickname that I remember as a kid, and certainly on Gazetta, and I can remember James Richardson calling him the Bald Eagle or anything like that. But I didn't realise he also had another nickname in Italy called Popeye.
Absolutely loves olive oil.
Yeah. Good. But yeah.
And he's back.
That's what he gets called when he comes over to England. And the same with any foreign player when he comes here. All the players teach him the swear words. So he's spending the first week calling Steve Coppola wanker. But it's just a lovely story. And you may look at the stats. I think the stats are something, because he gets injured for most of the middle of the season, the first season in the Premier League. He plays 40, 50 games for them. But that you can hear what Carl's talking about. Saying about him and the reverence he has for him, and it just goes to show sometimes that, yeah, it's the emotion, it's the excitement, it's the glamour of things like that that it just you will always remember.
I mean, that's all very nice, Seb, but it also worth mentioning. Who's your favorite football baldy?
My favorite is Yapstam. R9, I'd say, would be the best, but he's
not bald, though.
He's by choice, yeah.
So. No, that's not bald. That's just a skinhead.
Yeah. But I still think of him.
Yapstam, was he bald?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
100%. Yeah. He had a little hair island. He was shaved on the sides.
A little hair island.
My mum,
like Steve McLaren.
My mum, yeah.
I fucking hated Yapstam, but does get nowhere near the credit for how good he was at football.
Oh my God, yeah. When he first signed for us, my mum sort of jokingly, passingly said, oh, he's all right, he's quite dishy, him.
Yapstam.
So
6'4", 15 stone of muscle.
Looks like Voldemort.
Head like
my dad is bald, to be fair. We got to unlock it and cut out a picture of Yapstam from a United programme on Match Magazine. And that was her Christmas present.
Yapstam
and
Alucky.
And she wore it. She wore it until he left Man United.
Oh God. Booted out. Then he Fergie. He was a good baldy.
Fabio Cannavaro? Handsome.
Even bald.
No,
go on, look at him now.
Shaved. By choice, though.
Like me.
No, that's not bald.
That's not bald.
That's not bald. Someone who's actually lost their hair.
Yeah, yeah. Ten Hag really shouldn't be bald, should he? Because his head is a very, very funny shape.
Well, no, he's...
It looks like it's like coned. It's almost been like coned at the back, you know. His head, it's such a weird shape.
But he started wearing his by order of Eric Ten Hag hat.
He has.
Bless him.
Who's your favourite baldy? Football baldy.
It'd be hard to go past Zidane. There's so many of those wonderful 80s footballers who've got hair around the sides. I mean, Jack Charlton's a brilliant football bald.
Yeah, Bobby as well.
Bobby. Well, no, Bobby had loads of hair, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, loads of hair.
Come on.
Swept it across.
Only because
well,
he grew it. Yeah. Quite well.
I had a dentist. I had a dentist when I was younger who had hair like Bobby Charlton, and you'd be there with your mouth open, and you'd be waiting for the big fucking bit he'd grown to come off the top of his head and fall down your throat.
Oh,
that is horrific. No wonder.
Well, Asif, you've got a bit here. Popeye is fabulous. What is the best footballer nickname?
Yeah, it's a great nickname. What is?
Well, the best one is One Size.
One Size, yeah.
For Fitz Hall, who used to play for Oldham.
Yeah.
One Size Fitz Hall.
One Size Fitz Hall.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or,
Or Disser for Neil Poynton.
Disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. Which is one of my favourites.
That is good.
And the fact that I remember that is, says how much I like that.
I always remember, do you remember Rio's diaries? You probably remember him on him, like when United were good, when he was still at United. And he used to call, and you could tell Nanny wasn't into it. He used to film Nanny and go, "What naan bread?"
Jesus,
like the United fans.
That's for me. That's it for me. There you go.
Naan
bread.
It's only because of the name. Yeah, literally, cause, and no one else called it him in the dressing room. None of the fans called it him. He's just like naan bread.
Naan bread.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
That was. This sounds like peak murky territory.
Oh, wait, 2010, 2009. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not as many nicknames of sadly not what they used to be.
No, not at all.
It's all very,
serious.
Well, it's just simple, stick your O's on the end.
Yeah, or
your Robbo. A good non-league or Sunday league dressing room are often a bit like the scene from Afterlife.
Well, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Ratty.
Yeah, yeah.
The nonce.
Yeah, yeah.
The nonce.
Well, when...
I wrote about it in the hat trick at the back end of last year, just before Christmas, some wonderful nicknames in the town I grew up in.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Pill Clinton.
That's one of the best nicknames. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pill Clinton.
Pill Clinton is fucking genius, man. Yeah.
The Leopard.
The leopard
might be better.
He was called the leopard.
What? Tell us
called
again,
the leopard
why
he's
called the leopard
because he's red-headed. Tomo is, and he had quite a lot of big freckles. So another lad, Bub, who dished out a lot of the nicknames. Actually,
he
used to just say to him, "A leopard can't change his spots." And then came the leopard from there.
The leopard. Oh. I don't know anyone called the leopard.
Fucking great.
101 Things to Do in Football Before You Die by Tommy Stewart.
Be a match day mascot. Or, well, there's not many kids listening to this, so if your kid gets an opportunity to be a match day mascot, then do it. I should start this thing that I'm doing right now with an apology to you, Seb.
A disclaimer.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of sorts, yeah. There was an episode, and our regular listeners will know it. It was a while back, but there was an episode where it was brought up that Seb was you were a matchday mascot.
I was, yeah.
At what, 13?
14, I think.
14?
Yeah.
14.
Too old.
14.
Too old, yeah. I being maybe too new to the crew then, joined in and laughed with James and Owen. Yeah. I joined in and laughed, knowing the whole time at the back of my mind, at twice the age, at 28,
you bastard.
I myself was a matchday mascot for West Didsbury and Chorlton.
What's wrong with you?
So Manchester.
Were you still on the piss then?
Big time.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't. I've messaged four or five people from around the time, including
God, was it one of them where you thought it was really funny and everyone's going, "Oh, Tom, fucking hell."
It's no one remember. I asked people from the club. I was like, "How did this happen?" And they're like,
"No one remembers it. Are you sure it did?"
Oh, there's pictures.
Oh, there's pictures.
There's pictures.
You didn't just turn up shitted, did you, and just walk on the pitch?
All the players walking out. All the players walking out one way, and Tommy walking
violent.
Out the other.
He gets violent. No, 28.
It was for my 28th birthday.
28.
28.
Yeah. So, why
did
I do it?
What do fucking players think?
Well, this is what I'm getting to. Banter,
it's
first of all.
It's good banter, to be fair.
It is good banter. I was very entrenched with West Didsbury and Chorlton, so I should say that first. It was my 28th. It was a present kind of thing, slash a piss take, I suppose, from the club, from my mates, and a lot of my mates were involved with the club, still are.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said,
"But you're not allowed back."
Because of this.
Yeah, another thing I've got to come with, Seb. Been fucking leather, been booted out of my non-league football club.
But yeah, West Didsbury and Chorlton.
For ruining it for everyone else.
So this was on the 24th of February, 2018. My birthday, 25th of February. So it's the Saturday, my birthday's on the Sunday. And it's a surprisingly sunny Saturday in February. And it was one of those things that I didn't think was actually going to happen. Because the club had asked me, someone from the club had messaged me. And I asked the secretary at the club at the time, recently, and I said, "Why did this happen? How did it happen?" And he said, "I think we just thought it would be a laugh."
It is.
which it was. So it was my birthday. My mum and dad came up. My girlfriend at the time, who not long later dumped me.
This wasn't part of the reason, was it?
I can just imagine your brother on the phone, Mom, Dad, he's going on the fuck. You're going to have to come up. He's going on the fucking pitch again. They've said this is the last time, honestly.
To the best thing about, right.
Get the Goosemobile. Ian, get the Goosemobile. Fire it up. We are going to Manchester.
My girlfriend. It was literally like that. So we went for a pub lunch. I leave the pub. My family and my friends are all at the pub. Yeah. I've had about, it's 1:30 p.m. Yeah. On this Saturday, 24th of February, 2018. I've had about 6 pints.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of whiskeys, you know, like.
A couple of whiskeys?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of shots, probably. Whatever people are buying me. Show up to the club, like, hammered. And I'm like, well, where's my kit? Like, oh, it's with the players. Yeah. I go into the fucking dressing room. I'm with the players for pre-match. I'm with the players for the fucking manager's talk. I'm older than most of the fucking players.
Pissed up.
Reeking a Stella and whiskey.
Yeah. Literally, a Stella and whiskey concoction.
Fag off.
I'm sat with the players.
He goes on a bit, doesn't he? Anyone got a light?
My purple and orange mercurial vapours, because I like didn't have boots at the time. Like, my mate just lent me some boots, because I was like, is anyone a size 10? My mate lent me some boots. And yeah, there's pictures of me walking out the team. The captain, Josh Tinker, who I think would have been 27 at the time, really top lad, really good player. He jokingly like goes to hold my hand and we hold hands for a second.
Full kit. So you got the full kit, shorts,
I've got the full kit. I kept the shorts and socks. Probably another reason why I didn't let me back. I didn't keep the shirt.
No.
But I must say, like, in all seriousness, I was going through a rough time, as is probably, like, we joke about it, but, like, with drinking, et cetera. Yeah. And the club did a nice thing for me.
No,
and you know what the community's like, Seb. I'm a non-league club.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's something like, you know, from messaging people from back in the day to like about this story, even though we were laughing about it, we were all just saying, everyone I messaged about it, three or four people, just like, they were fucking good times, weren't they?
Exactly. You shouldn't have regrets, you know.
I think it's hilarious. I enjoyed it. It was like, the pictures went around, like it went, semi-locally viral between, you know, a few hundred likes and whatnot, but I'd recommend it. If you get the opportunity, which you probably won't, I would recommend it. Be a match day mascot.
Well, and that the fun side of it is there's a lot of fun there, obviously. But actually, we were talked about it before, but me being part of Hampton and Richmond, I've been in a couple of dressing rooms with the manager's team talk before. And actually, for somebody who obviously loves football and loves everything around it, seeing that 15 minutes before kickoff and seeing the people that you know.
And the bell going off.
Yeah. And
there is something. God. The referee nice. Like knocking
there
on.
There is something geeky and niche and enjoyable.
Oh, mate, I was loving
that.
It.
Yeah.
Like I felt.
The difference between you two, though, is Seb had the fucking Beavers costume on when he did it.
No, I did. I've never worn the Beaver costume, actually.
You've tried, though, haven't you?
No, I genuinely haven't. But.
Half of me was intimidated, half was excited. Yeah. I was just like, even though most of these lads are younger than me, they're all in amazing shape. Like, they're all, I watch them every week.
And they are at non-league. They're in decent nick. You can't get away with it not being a decent nick.
No, you can't.
Non-league
not
anymore.
Anymore.
You can't. There are a few exceptions to that.
Not many these
most
days.
Of them, and you know. Yeah. But I was
a great
like,
West team.
The dressing room going, I'm fucking going to, you know, I want to, you know, you do feel like.
Oh, they were like, you know, I was getting involved in it.
Yeah.
2-footed straight into the bar. Yeah.
But then the best bit is, the people there who don't know me, they think I am a player. So when I walk off the pitch, there's just people like,
what are you doing?
Are you not playing, mate?
The trial is.
No, I'm a 28-year-old mascot.
It was not beyond the realms of possibility that you can do to this for an issue or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. I'd do anything. You know me.
Owen's fed up.
I'm not. I'm thinking of Assad saying he'll do anything.
How did you think?
I'm going to exploit that for content.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. What I was going to say, Tom.
Go on, mate.
Didsbury is not far away at all from where my parents' house is in like Longsight.
No, it's not.
We should definitely go to a game together.
The 100%.
He's banned. Nice.
Until he returns to shorts and socks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not allowed back.
Yeah.
And I'm moving to Chorlton. So
those ends.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I do need to take West off the list, as you call them.
Please all come.
Yeah.
I'd love that. We should have a Monday all day out.
Yeah.
That's different Chorlton.
Yeah, it'd be sound. Yeah.
Stay at your mum and dad's.
Not enough room for that, man.
Come back, James Bird, all is forgiven.
Introducing The Hattrick, a new subscriber newsletter from Mundial. Each week, there'll be three stories linked by a theme. Stories from islands, stories about people, stories about heroes, stories about villains, stories about love, hope, despair, joy, and, of course, goals. Go to mundialmag.com to sign up to The Hattrick now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You've never done the intro to this, so we're going to give you a go today.
Have I? I have done it.
We haven't.
We did it. Oh, we did it that week.
Yeah, but you sort of hid behind Tommy.
Can I try to do it in the style of the Wurzels?
Yeah.
It's the mask. No, no.
Birdo?
Were you doing Hitler style?
It's the... Wait there, I'm trying to get in the waistcoat. Are you young and all right?
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Mascots
of the world. It's the mascots of the world and unite and take over.
Fantastic.
That was great.
That was so good.
just to get myself into character.
You were
to warm up
the
West Country.
You were becoming a word.
You're fucking from Somerset.
He's gone method.
Do you mean into character?
No, but just to get the
as you remember in my old neighbour, Dave.
Yeah. Right, Denzel?
All right, young'un. Have you got a new tractor? I have. Oh. I have, you know. I have got a new one. When I was, very quickly, I forgot to tell you this. When I went to the US recently, I was, fucking immigration, took 2 hours to get through. And there was two brothers, or cousins. They were very, they looked a lot like.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were clearly from Somerset. Oh. And they were with their partners. And
Who was their sister?
But they spent the whole time... Oh, no. In the 2 hours, looking on used farm machinery sites in the US.
No.
Going, bloody hell, look at this one. 30 grand, not a bad price, that. How do we get it back, though? We need a bloody shit. Yeah. Susan, we need a shit. Can we get a shit?
A bloody Massey Ferguson.
And I was like, am I fucking dreaming this? 2 hours.
Why have you only just told me this now?
But because one of the girls was obviously a farmer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
She like couldn't give a shit. She was in like just fucking travelling clothes, yeah, like holes in her socks and everything. But one of the, and I think it was the slightly more well turned out of the brothers. He had his polo, he had a
hoodie on, not a vest. Oh.
Yeah, but she was like dressed up to the nines, and obviously dead proud to be in America, but sort of trying to stay away from him a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
But I've overheard them. They were picking up, this is fucking mental, they were picking up a car from Miami to drive to New York. And I heard one of them saying, we'll be able to see the sea. And the other one's going, no, we'll be on the interstate all the way. I thought, what the fucking are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? They might, I don't know. Oh, John's in the US and all that. Look, John from Valley Farm, he's up north at the moment.
He's up north in America.
It was fucking unbelievable.
Oh, incredible. God.
Anyway, mascots of the world, you know, and take over. Asad Araza.
As I was trawling through Getty Images,
yeah,
I saw a guy who looked... I saw a guy called Rapid Man, and he was the mascot of the Colorado Rapids from, it turns out, 1996 to 2007 when he retired. Oh. The reason he caught my eye is because he looks like a Smurf that's taken a bunch of like PEDs, basically.
PEDs being anabolic steroids for the older
he's,
generation.
He's been on the Soul Patrol.
Is he hench?
He's so hench.
Yeah. He looks like a blue Bart Simpson.
Yeah, he's
as well.
Got like spiky white hair that's like snowfall.
He's awesome.
Like bright teeth, wraparound sunnies, goalie kit, goalie gloves, H2O on the back, and a water gun.
Yeah,
H2O.
Yeah.
H2O.
Yeah.
I'm going to read.
He's a little prankster, isn't he? Yeah.
I'm going to read one of Assad's notes he's made. Would spray opposition fans and players with a water gun. He's a big dumb jock, as shown by his actions. He'd mac on cheerleaders.
He'd mac on there's a video I watched where he gets
mac.
He'd be macking on them cheerleaders. I'm not joking. Like
no,
he would. There was a video of him. There was like a supercut of Rapid Man highlights, and one of them he was like talking to two cheerleaders. Are you gonna play it?
It's
worth it. It's so worth it.
We're ahead of schedule, so yeah.
Oh my god!
Wait, watch him. He's fucking the.
We've got.
I'll go to the end, but the first 30 seconds.
We've got Rapid Man on here. Oh my god, he has. He's got H2O on the.
Oh fuck. Look at
he's like seven.
He's a mover, isn't he?
He fucking moves.
Oh, he's ice skating here. He's much better at ice skating than he is at football. Now he's winding the crowd, a bit like Jurgen Klopp.
Oh, wowzers.
Go on, tell us a bit more about him, Assad.
Well, do you want to know how he came into being?
Oh,
of course we do.
Because there's the description from Origin the website story, that please. I ripped. This is from the Colorado Rapids official website. Rapid Man was born a small drop in the Natural Springs High in the Rocky Mountains. As he grew, Rapid Man traveled by brook, stream, and river, where, in 1996, he flowed onto the scene of Major League Soccer. He started out as the Colorado Rapids water boy, but in an official tryout and subsequent competition, Rapid Man prevailed, which is ominous. After all the other runoff had evaporated, Rapid Man emerged as the team's true mascot.
And that...
but the reason... It's good, isn't it? The reason
this is one of the best mascots we've done.
He might be my favourite so far.
The reason
he's mental.
I like him so much is he's so prevalent in the community. He just pops up anywhere. He was at tailgate parties. He would ski.
Getting on the beard?
Yeah.
He's on the news, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on
just
the news.
Just local news.
Because they brought him back in 2020, which we'll get to. He delivers like meals for people at Christmas. He gifts stuff for kids. He's there
good
at
lad.
Halloween. He's Rapid Man is sound, mate. Rapid Man.
Imagine if you're in the kitchen having a coffee in the morning in your big lovely Colorado house
what a place.
You know your daughter's been out to a tailgate the night before.
She's coming back.
A fucking Rapid Man comes down the stairs.
All right.
Morning. Rapid Man. Sit down, son. Can I get you some eggs?
Yeah.
Blue all over her walls.
But fucking hell, Tommy. I was going to say something nice about him. He was like, he's on stage with local bands.
Blue by name.
You speak of stuff with the girls. In that video, he's trapped in, towards the end of it, he's trapped in a tire swing and some girl is just going around just spinning him.
Oh my God.
He's
up for anything by the sounds of it. Then.
Oh just, yeah, yeah.
People post Rapid Man sightings. There was a sighting of him from March of this year.
Oh.
He's been retired as a mascot, but he's still walking around looking like that.
They held
So Colorado Rapids host a ball called the Mile High Dreams Gala, and he was there in a burgundy suit. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. He's there in a burgundy suit,
still with his blue face.
Yeah. He's in the outfit and he's got a burgundy suit wrapped around it.
Is there a reason he didn't do anything bad to not stop being the mascot?
No, they just retired him, but he was given a testimonial at halftime. With other
is that
mascots?
What it was about?
Yeah.
Well, the other mascots.
Maybe. That was just a supercut. But he was... So, the testimonial game was him and other like pro teams mascots from like Colorado and Denver against other MLS mascots at halftime.
This sounds brilliant.
Why did they retire him? And what did they replace him with?
They replaced him with like a bunch of others, like a female version of him. They tried to move on from him. But he hasn't moved on, has he? No. But they brought him back in 2020 for the 25th anniversary. And by all accounts, I think he's still there. I think he's still going about.
Still at large.
There's nothing I can add to this. This is gold.
I mean, what a character.
I
just ask one question? I've got one question.
Love Injection.
Unless I've missed something and it's been a while. Why H2O on the back?
Because it's water.
Did you not hear me read out the whole
thing? He babbled in the brook all the way down the...
He had an origin story.
Yeah, what were you doing then? Do you know what? He's just thinking...
No, no, I was getting lost.
You're thinking of Jenny the giraffe again,
aren't
you?
No. You'd know if he was thinking about Jenny.
What a callback.
What was the thing you were going to say?
I can answer this question for you, Tommy.
What was it? What have I asked? What have I said now? I watched it on the train and at fucking 6 a.m. and it...
Make any notes, did you?
It looks like you have.
I can't believe that was today. Fuck you, hell. He's like a big blue Bart Simpson who could beat me up. Why does he intimidate me, yet I fancy him?
Because you're a pervert.
Yeah.
That's he's got confidence, hasn't he?
He's confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I'll give him that.
That's what people... That's what you fancy, isn't it?
Someone's... A lot of the mascots, good ones we've spoken about, are confident ones. You know, Harry the Hornet don't fuck about, does he?
No.
Yeah, you know, no, he doesn't.
You've got, once you're in that suit, you've got to fucking own it.
If you could get hold of it, the Jenny the Giraffe suit, would you take it home?
No. I mean, it would be fun to be a mascot one day, wouldn't it?
Thank God.
No.
That went.
No, it wouldn't.
MLS, maybe. MLS mascots are the best, aren't they?
Class.
It's so good.
They're just rapid, man. The oval. But it's more of a thing in America, isn't it, mascots?
It's all one word, by the way. It's not separate.
Yeah. Rapid man.
Rapid man.
Rapid man.
Mascots
the
are
oval, the oval mascot's a mad cunt, isn't he?
The Jolly Green
Giant.
He
scares me.
He's mental.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We've spoken about
Loves
him.
Loves it.
I'm obsessed with him.
The Somerset Babadook.
A good one.
That's great.
Like, rapid man, as I live and breathe. Mundial joins the dots for football culture. And that's not a boast by us, but the words of an actual subscriber in our most recent reader survey. Why not see what they're on about and have a look at Mundial magazine? 100 pages of global football magic, released 4 times a year. It looks great, smells great, and the writing isn't bad either. Go to mundialmag.com or follow the link in the show description to find out more. Right then. Ins and outs, outs and ins. I am going to start with Sebastian Dennis.
So my in is a lovely, fresh moleskin diary that's going to hold my hand throughout 2024.
Well, I'm with this in principle because I'm, you know, a purchaser of notebooks as well. And then, I do nothing. The thing is, the difference between you and me, I buy them and just draw stuff in them, doodle.
Yeah.
And just lose them.
Sometimes doodle in mine.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
This presents a new... No, you have to apologise. This presents a new chance for me to sully your notebook at the beginning of the year.
Various little things in. Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah, dicks.
Yeah.
But what... No, I drew a portrait of someone in it recently, which your daughter...
Found, Rob.
Nothing smart too. It was just a...
It was just an illustration of a work colleague.
Yeah.
Work colleague.
New moleskin.
It really does make a difference to have that, especially because, you know, things don't sync up and, you know, we might have some issues, but it's my go-to and it will just make me realise exactly what's happening when.
I can't remember things unless I write it in my diary. I have to write it down.
What diary do you go for?
Moleskin.
You go for moleskin.
In Seb's notebook, I'm quite good at mimicking people's handwriting. So if Seb's made a list when he's not there, I'll go and add something to the list.
He's done that a number of occasions. Yeah.
That's scary.
But in the same handwriting.
That's terrifying. Oh my God. Yeah. A brilliant prank.
I used to charge money, actually, for faking signatures on journal day on a Friday at school. £1.50 for a signature.
Did you?
Yeah, because you need your parents to sign it.
Yeah. I used to forge my parents' signatures.
But I used to do everyone else's.
Yeah. Parents. I got like bad.
Give me a few practice goes on a bit of paper, £1.50 in your book. There you go.
That's wonderful, though. That is brilliant. You've got to admire that. I mean,
fresh new moleskins are in. Tommy.
In for me, we've just had the FA Cup third round. I love the FA Cup. That's it. Magic of the Cup. Fucking love it.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
No. Big fan.
Keep it going. You know, it's fucking great. Oldest competition in the world. Blah, blah, blah. You all know this probably, but...
Yeah, we did
It's great.
Quite a really good FA Cup activation a few years ago with the FA where we were doing live broadcasts from around the grounds, Instagram stories. Really, really good.
Oh, really good fun, that.
Yeah. And we did it really well. And then loads of other people nicked the idea and then we didn't do it again. So, but it was good. Asad.
Mine is magazine shops and spontaneous trips to them.
Why have you written this like Yoda?
thought it was funny.
Magazine shop spontaneous strip too.
I knew you'd comment on it, so I was like, I think you were in the document at the time when I was putting it in, so I was like, you know what, I'll leave it in and he can comment on it.
Magazine shops, comma,
spontaneous strips too.
Like it's a fucking, like it's the index at the back of a book.
Yeah.
Respect. Go on, then. Which magazine shop?
I was in Marylebone. Like recently-ish, and I was just
when you went to pick up those T-shirts without checking if the sizes were correct.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd skim past that. Just yes, but I was looking for a gift for a mate's birthday, and I walked past like the Amiel Weekly one, and it was so good. I dropped like 80 quid in there. It was a magazine shop. It's
80
a
quid on magazines. Fucking, you're one of Seb's like you, aren't you? No credit crunch around your way.
Oh, no. I'm like massively into my overdraft. It doesn't matter. Money comes and goes, but it's fine.
I like that. Good money lad. Comes and goes.
Good lad.
Spontaneous trips to magazine shops are in.
Thank you.
My in is the heavy bag.
Respect.
Go on.
As in a boxing heavy bag. Cardiovascular exercise, unless you're playing sport, is fucking tedious, isn't it? Not a runner with my knees, cross trainer, fucking static bike, all that shit. Mm. Fucking boring.
Boring as
fuck. No matter how much you mix it up by trying to sprint and do interval trainings to keep the... It's just fucking boring. No matter of end of podcasts or anything, will do. So Zach's got an MMA bag, which he uses. So it's not necessarily a heavy bag, but it does the same thing, but it's on a stand full of sand and water. And I've started thrashing that for a couple of 30-minute sessions a week, doing these different hit and technique workouts on it. Fuck me, it's good.
Who do you think of?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Clear head.
I wouldn't think of anyone. No, I'm too busy thinking of the fucking combinations I've got to throw. But no, I don't think of anyone. No.
Okay, fair.
No.
I feel like I would, that's all.
No, you. No. It's not for rage. I'm not doing it for rage. I'm doing it for enjoyment. It's good. There's something technical to it.
I want to get into boxing. You know?
When I was 12, we went to like three classes, then we stopped because my cousin got too violent. But we went to three boxing lessons with my cousin. I loved it. It was so good.
Oh,
really
yeah, I mean...
Work, but, like, you just get to twat someone.
Yeah, I wrote about it. What, were you full contact sparring?
Like, we had, like, the head guards on. Yeah?
Manchester, I suppose. And I went to... I did a piece on it on boxing training a few years ago. I went and did it. And, oh, my God, the first... I remember when I was being shown the footwork, I was like, fuck me, I could have done this all my life. But now I'm scared if I did go more. I was looking into boxing clubs, actually.
Really?
But I haven't got the time. I know Birdo's quite keen to go as well. But I was looking into it, and he's desperate to spar me. I keep telling him I'm two weight classes above him.
Yeah, you'd clean
That's not going to end well.
No, but he's scrappy. Yeah. He's scrappy, but I do... But he is two weight classes down. Yeah, and there's weight classes exist for a reason.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I'd like to go, but I think I'd end up wanting to contact spar and get my nose broken off and brain damage or something.
Because
I throw myself into stuff. So I'm better off just dancing around. And the good thing is where this bag is, you can see yourself in the patio door as well at the same time. So you can sort of watch yourself as when you're throwing combos.
Okay, who do you pretend to be? Do you ever pretend to be anyone?
Times there's a bit of Roberto Duran.
Oh, okay.
Getting in low and throwing in the body punches, yeah.
Nice.
Seb?
We've been on our Discord again asking for some ins and outs because I can't just keep saying the same thing about commuting. And
you don't have to say that.
No,
I don't have to, but...
But this is the problem.
I know.
You're a throbbing nerve.
I know, yeah, a throbbing... Yeah, exactly, this is true.
You're like a character...
It's one of the nicest things he's ever said about me.
You're a throbbing nerve.
You're like a character from an Idol song now, you.
Yeah, true. Who will be listening, won't they?
Big up, Adam.
Big up, Adam, will be listening. Via Nick OUFC on our Discord, the way a lot of people seem to queue in a line at pubs and bars. Now...
What does he mean, though?
Well, it's obviously a COVID hangover, isn't it? People are still queuing. I've been in quite a few pubs and bars recently, and people are still queuing like they would have done back in those...
That's the real pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah, the pandemic times. But but people are still doing it. People are still doing it, and I agree with him. It happens too often. And the looks you get when you actually just go to the bar like a normal person.
Oh, yeah.
Normal. There we go. Words again.
Fucking revealing.
You said normal person so much.
Just saying. I know
the mask is fully off now.
I know we're a nation of queuers, but come on, get amongst it.
Luke, I am your father. I went to when I went to Tokyo a long time ago, it's full on. It is a very full-on city, and sometimes you need a fucking breather. And me and my missus found out that there was like this chain of pubs, which is basically called the British Pub. But you go down into it and you're like, oh, fucking hell. Like breathing from being in like Shinjuku or something, and you're just fucking... But you go in and it is very like an English pub, but a Japan version of that. So there's pictures of the Beatles everywhere and stuff like that. You can get fish and chips and there's Union Jacks and stuff like that. But everyone queued for the bar. And I loved it. Because after a lifetime of working the other side of a bar and people trying to pretend they were first and getting into arguments, you go, no, fuck off. You weren't next. He was next. People getting arsy about it. People being rude. Oi, mate, fucking hell. Oi. Do you know what? Lovely little queue. Serve, move on. Serve, move on. Serve, move on. So this isn't in.
No.
Out. Respect. Sorry, Nick. Sorry, Seb. Probably as you've never done any manual work.
I did a week's work. I did a week's working with my dad on the courts once. Absolutely nearly killed me.
Yeah, but and you fucked it, didn't you?
Yeah. I poured.
Seb's dad used to build tennis courts.
So yeah, my dad got me on the court. So I did a bit of tarmacking. That is frigging hard work. My hands nearly fell off. But the worst bit was. When you're laying tennis courts and tarmac and stuff like that, you put a resin on top, which basically stops it, makes it waterproof, but also allows a little bit come through. When he said to me, get rid of that drum over there, I thought he meant that it was like a water drum. So I was like, I thought it was water, but it wasn't. It was fucking 700 quid's worth of like resin.
Oh, and I poured it
into this rich person's like garden bush because I just thought it was water. And it just fizzed and foamed up everywhere and ruined. God. Oh my God.
Did your arse go?
Oh yeah, because I'm, you know.
As you foamed into a bush.
Oh. Yeah. And I, so it was, well, it was 700 quid worth of resin, and then to repair it was another like 700 quid. I cost my dad 1500 quid or something. Oh, daft. And my arse went because I knew I'd fucked it.
Did you go to the pub after?
Oh yeah.
And was he going, it's not for him?
No.
He's his. He's his mother's son.
Yeah. Honestly. Oh no! Honestly, that week was in so intense. I hate baths, but every night I would go in the bath with a bottle of Budweiser and just sink into the bath, and my whole body ached.
Hurt, yeah. One week of
I know one week. Of, no, absolutely.
Arthritis is my out.
Yeah. It's a shit house.
It comes to us all. I've got one particularly bad bout, which is starting at the moment, in an old ankle injury, and it's been really bad over the winter. And fucking hell, it hurts.
Ugh.
It fucking hurts. Pain.
Never had it. I don't think.
But you're like him, aren't you? No hard yakka. Never put yourself out there. Never put yourself up, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma had it, and...
Yeah.
Shelf stacker? Sainsbury's?
Shelf stacker.
Fucking hell.
No, I mean, it's going to... And the Yeah.
It hurts.
It's going to... Yeah.
You'll be fine. Have you ever seen his hands? Like a fucking baby's. Smooth.
I know.
Oh, no, absolutely. But too much phone stuff, you know.
You are obsessed with Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get wrist arthritis.
I'm going to get RSI. Yeah, and all that shit, yeah. It's not going to... And for a good 15 years of my life, I wore shoes that were too small for me.
To make your feet look smaller?
Yeah. So,
horrible.
What size did you wear? And what size are you?
Well, I'm size 12, but I pretty much wore 10 and a half, 11s.
Oh, fucking mate. Hell. You silly bastard.
Oh, no, I know.
That must have hurt so much.
Keep it casual, though, Tommy.
All right, arthritis is out. If any of you have got it, and if any of you know any things other than fucking overpriced CBD gel that I'm putting on various parts of my body, please help me out. Assad's laughing, thinking, look at that old cunt. It'll come to you, son. It will come to you.
I know plenty of people with arthritis.
Assad, what's your out today?
Well, I have two, so just pick one.
You've brought two outs.
You can do mine, Assad.
Seb.
There you go.
Go on then.
I feel happy at the moment. I don't need my out. You have it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. My first one was, this was the original one. It was like people getting my name wrong at the coffee shop I go to. Well, I go to Joe and the Juice near me.
Well, there's your first mistake.
Mistake number one.
Going to a juice place for coffee, but yeah.
Yeah. Does seem punchy.
I'll order something and they'll ask my name and I'll say, and this is people who look like me as well, and like... I'll go Assad and then I'll spell it out. And every time something different's come back,
come on,
I've had Hamza, I've had Hassad, I've had Hassan, I've had Asan.
Oh, yeah, the Ass Man.
No, I've had like Dasar as well. I've had something that does not resemble my name. I just had like a squiggle at one point. And it's not like, but it's like, it didn't affect me, but like,
ultimate mistake.
So people getting your name wrong, yeah.
Out.
Yeah, you know, all it's out, yeah, definitely. And go on, you can have your second.
I was scrolling through Instagram, got a sponsored ad for Frank Ocean's like blonded website. And it was a guy in goalie kit, like sideways on. And I clicked on it, and it was a fucking Brazil Ringer tee that he had in like green and yellow. And I was like, I like some of the Frank Ocean songs.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to pretend to like him anymore. I'm glad that moment's passed. Have you heard the Frank? Yeah, fucking great. Yeah. Fuck off.
What the fuck does he know about music? What the fuck does he know about football?
Like, quite a lot, actually.
it seems so pointless and so.
I was named after Frank Worthington and Billy Ocean. My dad's two favourite cultural icons.
Yeah, it just seemed like, just push me over the edge. Fuck that. What is the point? Frank Ocean doesn't know anything about soccer.
No, fuck that.
So you've gone from, please don't get my name wrong, please, to piling on a popular singer.
I love Frank Ocean. Love his music.
You didn't lie. No, you're lying. Right. We have been reminding you why you love football. And we've been at Spiritland recording, a place we love very, 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 very much. Yeah. We'd like to continue recording here. Please review, rate, share,
please
go and buy the magazine, do some stuff, support your local Monday Owl, because you know, we're all laughing and joking in here on this podcast every week for your benefit, but you wouldn't want to be there when the laughter stops. And the laughter will stop if Tommy's got to go back to the shelves, Seb's on the tennis court. Reminding You Why You Love Football is a Monday Owl and Football co-production. Produced by Tommy Stewart and Seb White, hosted by me, Owen Blackhurst, and recorded on the run.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.